Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg sugar pops. Here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Cache in Batwing Cave. Wranglers, next time Mom asks you what you'd like to have for breakfast, I sure hope you'll pipe up loud and strong for Kellogg's Sugar Pops. You'll love the sweet flavor of those golden nuggets of corn, and so will Mom, Dad, and the rest of the family. And Kellogg's Sugar Pops are swell for snacks, too, right out of the box. Either way you enjoy them, as a cereal or as a snack, you never need sugar, because the sweetening's already on them. Kellogg's Sugar Pops! Through 30 adventurous years, United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok rode the trails of the Old West with danger close on his heels. At Wild Bill's side rode his big deputy, Jingles. One innocent-seeming call for help plunged the two partners into a mystery that stumped them completely until they discovered the cache in Batwing Cave.
What's up anyhow?
Huh? All right, shut up, you guys. Here comes Runson now.
Well, all right, yeah. What's on your mind?
I got plenty on my mind. I'll tell it when I'm ready. Close the door, Jude.
Sure, boss.
Now, you gun-toting mule brains, listen to me, and listen close. Somebody's been talking too much, and Hickok's getting suspicious.
Hickok?
Yeah, Hickok.
But, boss, we ain't said nothing.
I know what's been said. You must get the feeling your oats and start bragging and strutting, spilling your big talk all over town. Well, don't forget it's my business you're talking about, and I'm still boss.
Well, sure, boss, but we ain't told nothing about getting them guns to the Indians.
Shut up. That's not all I've got to say.
Well, okay.
There's some mighty funny business going on around this town.
Like what, boss?
We got another gang working against us.
Another gang?
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, I don't know who it is, but the army's losing guns and supplies from the fort. The hardware store's been robbed. Canned goods is missing from the general store.
Who's doing it?
I don't know, I tell you. But Hickok thinks it's us. Now we got to lay low till we find out. When I do, things are going to pop around here. Now get out.
What do you make of it, Bill?
It just doesn't make sense, Jingles.
It sure doesn't. Well, that's the third call we've had from the fort in 3 weeks. General store's been robbed twice.
Yeah, but look what's been stolen. 10 saddle blankets the first time, a bunch of rifles the second.
2 cases of pork and beans, a keg of blasting powder, and 70 water canteens. I'm going to have to scratch my head a long time to figure out what anybody would do with all that.
Well, let's go back to the office and plot the location of the robberies on a county map. Maybe that'll tell us something. Oh, watch out.
Good old Joker. You reckon it's Runson and his gang, Bill?
If that was just guns or gold, I'd think so, partner. But what's Runson going to do with 70 canteens?
Don't ask me. That sidewinder's liable to...
Bill, I'm glad you and Jingles got back. I've been waiting for an hour, and I'm worried sick.
Well, Miss Virginia, what's the matter?
Grandpa's disappeared again.
Well, now, don't get yourself all stirred up. We'll find him.
Yeah, and when we do, I'm going to chain him to your hitching rail. Every time we get gun belt deep and checking a robbery, we got to stop and go hunt for Grandpa Johnson.
Well, I'm sorry, Jingles, but I got nobody else to turn to.
Oh, now, I didn't mean it that way, Miss Virginia.
Don't mind Jingles, Virginia. When did Grandpa leave the ranch?
Oh, sometime this morning, I think. Before sunup. When I went out to milk the cow, the buckboard was gone, and so was Grandpa.
Well, come on, Jingles. We'll have to scout the upper end of the valley first, then work our way down to the Ball Mountain.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Gee, I hate to be such a bother, but I'm worried. But this is mean country for him to be out alone like that.
Yeah, and it's getting meaner by the minute. All those guns and kegs of blasting powder being collected by some gang of varmints, I wouldn't be surprised to see a big shooting war break out before you know it.
Reach, partner.
Oh, ho, ho there, Panhandle. It's only me, Charlie Lyon.
I didn't aim to frighten you, Charlie. You just didn't give me a chance to finish. I was fixing to tell you to reach for that box of Kellogg's Sugar Pops anytime you get a hankering for a mighty sweet treat.
Aw, shucks, Panhandle, you don't have to tell me that. Why, well, I've known for a long time now that for some real sweet eating, you just can't beat those golden nuggets of corn Kellogg's Sugar Pops. But in case some of you other Wranglers haven't discovered Kellogg's Sugar Pops yet, you'll want to try them real soon. Pronto! Try them for breakfast with milk or cream. And then enjoy Kellogg's Sugar Pops right out of the box for snacks anytime. After school, in the evening, or just before you go to bed. But anytime, any way you enjoy Kellogg's Sugar Pops, you never need to add sugar because the sweetening's already on them. So tomorrow, for rip-snorting breakfast, rootin' tootin' snacks, have Mom bring home a package with the pictures of Guy and Andy on the front. Kellogg's Sugar Pops! Wild Bill and Jingles were knee-deep in a tangle of robberies, but let that wait while they scoured the countryside for Virginia Johnson's grandpa, who was playing hooky from his chores at the ranch.
Well, Miss Virginia, we looked over 9 to 40 square miles of territory and no sign of Grandpa.
I can imagine where he got to.
We found him up near the foot of Ball Mountain once. What do you say we try it again? Get around that buckshot.
Yeah, that's not far up here.
Bill, look. You may be right. There's a dust cloud.
Where?
Halfway from here to the mountain, Jingles.
Oh, yeah. But that's more than one little old buckboard would make. Bill, it's two dust clouds.
Pull up your horses. Hoo, buckshot.
Oh, Joker.
Easy, boy.
Hand me your telescope, Jingles.
Sure, Bill. Here.
Is it Grandpa Bill? Is it?
It sure is, Virginia.
Oh, thank goodness.
But it looks like he's in trouble. Those four riders are bearing down on him.
Four riders? Then that's what's making that second dust cloud.
Bill, those are gunshots. Are they shooting at Grandpa?
They sure are. Now, you stay here, Virginia. Come on, partner, let's take a hand in this. Hi, Buckshot, dig in.
Jeff, Joker, there's a gunfight brewing, and we're going to be right in the middle of it. Jeff, I said!
Jingles, unlimber your six guns and let those Jaspers know we're coming.
I can't hit them from here, Bill.
Don't try. Just a couple for warning. That's good. They see us now.
They sure do. Look at them haul back on those horses. Uh-oh. Now they're shooting at us.
Well, that gets them off of Grandpa's trail.
They're heading back for the hills. Can you see who they are, Bill?
No, I can't, Jingles. I can't figure out who'd be after Grandpa Johnson or why.
Let's chase them and find out. No, on second thought, let's don't. There's four of them and two of us, and one of them's a mighty good shot.
We'll get Grandpa started home and then trail him, Jingles.
Yeah, and here comes that old coot. Wait till I tell him a thing or six.
May I as well pull up and wait for him. Oh, watch out.
Yeah. Oh, Joker, oh. I'm going to teach this dried-up old goat a lesson he'll never forget.
Now, don't be too hard on him, Jingles.
Sure glad you happened along. Those dad-burn raiders darn near had me captured.
I wish they had you, old weasel.
Now, that ain't no way to talk to an old friend, Jingles.
Friend my pack saddle. What are you doing running all over Patty's half acre and worrying Miss Virginia this way?
Hold it, Jingles.
Yeah, hold your tongue, sonny. Have some respect for your elders or I'll lock you in the guardhouse.
Now stop that war talk or I'm liable to shoot you at sunrise.
All right, stand off, you two. Grandpa, who was chasing you?
Raiders, I tell you, Bill. I ain't saying who they was.
You ain't saying?
Nope, I ain't.
Why not?
Because I don't know.
All right, Grandpa, all right. Virginia's waiting for you back there. You head on to the ranch and try staying home for a change.
Ain't no excitement at the ranch.
Well, you're going to get more excitement than you can stomach the next time we have to come looking for you.
Oh, go fry a mess of beans, you big sorehead.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Bill, would you look at here in Grandpa's buckboard? An army rifle.
Get your meat hooks off that rifle.
Where'd you get it, Grandpa?
Yeah, how come you got a rifle just like the ones that's been stole from the fort this past week?
Found it.
Found it where?
Back yonder on the trail, near Ball Mountain. Good thing I did, too, or those raiders would have had me sure.
Well, Bill, this could be the clue we're looking for.
Yeah. All right, Grandpa. You head on home with Virginia. Jingles and I are going to have a look around.
Yeah, and the next time you get lost, you're going to stay lost. You hear?
You sure got a nasty disposition, Sonny. Sore head, that's what you are. Get up, Sergeant. Charge!
Charge! You'd think that old salamander was fighting a war all by himself.
Come on, partner. If he found that army rifle near the foot of Ball Mountain, that's where we start looking. All right, Buckshot, stretch out, boy.
Stay with him, Joker. Bill, I'll bet it's the Runson gang after all.
Well, we know where to find them, so we'll look around Ball Mountain first.
Sure, we're right at the foot of the trail now. Anyway, Bill, this trail looks familiar.
You should remember it, Jingles. It leads right up to Batwing Cave.
Oh, the old hideout of the Snyder Bunch?
Yeah, that's right.
Man, what a time we had pulling them in. You reckon some other gang has found that hideout? Runson, maybe?
There's one sure way to answer that question, Jingles. Come on, up that trail, Buckshot.
Go on, Joker. Point your nose for the top of that mountain. And don't stumble, doggone it, or I ain't gonna be with you long. Hey, now, where'd that come from? Whoa, Joker.
Whoa, Buckshot, whoa. From those bushes up there on your right, Jingles. You keep them covered now.
Bill, don't go up there. I see the rifle bear pointed right at us.
Then I'll smoke that bushwhacker out, partner.
All right, you sneaking varmint. One more shot out of you and I'll fill you full of holes.
Save your breath, Jingles. Nobody here.
Nobody there? Then how'd that rifle get triggered?
Look along the trail. You see a piece of string anywhere?
Piece of string? Bill, what's gone wrong with you? Well, there is a piece of string leading right up into those bushes.
Then that's your answer, Jingles. It was a setup. Joker kicked that string and pulled the trigger.
Joker? Doggone your ornery hide. You took that shot at me. Now, I'll cut down your oats for that.
And it's another army rifle, Jingles. We're getting warm. Steady, Buckshot. All right, get along, boy.
We going on up to that cave, Bill?
Yeah, and keep your eyes open.
I sure will. And, Joker, don't you go kicking any more strings, neither. I want to live to put that Runson gang behind a set of bars where they belong.
Look, Runson, they're headed on up the side of Bald Mountain.
Yeah, but who took that shot at him?
How should I know? Whoever it was must have got away.
Jude, we gotta find out who that other gang is or get rid of Hickok and his deputy.
Yeah, boss, but how you...
Now, wait a minute. Where does that trail lead to?
The one Hickok's on?
Yeah.
It leads up to Batwing Cave.
Ain't that the old hideout of the Snyder Bunch?
Sure it is. Boss, you don't suppose this other gang's...
Just standing around here supposing. This could be the break we've been waiting for.
What are you getting at, Runson?
I know a back trail that leads up that mountain to Batwing Cave. The other gang's using that cave, we'll wipe them out. If they're not, then we'll never have a better chance to get rid of that nosy Jingles and Wild Bill Hickok. Come on, you monkeys, let's ride.
I reckon we were getting all skittish over nothing. We're almost to the cave now.
Don't be too sure, Jingles. There's the mouth of the cave right ahead of us. You want to turn back, Jingles? Ooh, Buckshot.
Turn back? Oh, Joker. Well, I hadn't thought of that, Bill.
Well, now's your chance.
Well, if we turn back now, we ain't going to find out what's in that cave. If we go in there and find a gang of gunslicks, we're... Oh, doggone it, I'm caught right smack dab between being scared and being full of curiosity.
Well, you make up your mind. I'm going in. Stand there, Buckshot.
Well, then I'm coming, too. Now, you ain't going there, that black old cave, without me. You might get hurt, Bill.
All right, partner.
I'm just mad enough to hope that there's a bunch of owl hoots in this.
Jingles, don't step on that board.
What board? Oh, doggone it.
Blasting powder, get down, Jingles.
Wranglers, I reckon it's no secret that our pal Jingles really loves to eat. Yes, sir. And you know what one of his favorite treats is? You guessed it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, those sweet golden nuggets of corn. Now, he not only loves them for breakfast, but you'll find him munching a handful most any time, because sugar pops are so swell for snacks. But Jingles isn't the only person that goes for the sweet, fresh flavor of Kellogg's sugar pops in a big way. Most everybody does. Moms love pops, kids love pops, pops love pops. And whether you enjoy them as a cereal or as a snack, you don't need any sugar because the sweetening's already on them. Have Mom latch on to several packages with the pictures of Guy or Andy on the front next time she goes to the store. Kellogg's Sugar Pops.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
Bill's warning to Jingles came too late. Jingles stepped on a loose board at the mouth of Batwing Cave and set off a rifle, which fired into a keg of blasting powder, and the explosion rocked the mountainside.
Doggone it anyway. Gangs, rifle shots, runaway grandpas, and explosions.
Jingles, are you hurt?
Hurt? Of course I'm hurt. I'm all battered and beat to a pulp. Or the whole world just blew up in my face. Dad blasted, I quit. Right now, I quit. I'm tired of all... Bill, are you all right?
Yeah, partner. I guess we were right lucky.
Well, the low-down coyote that set that charge ain't gonna be so lucky. Come on, Bill, I'm just plumb mad now.
All right, Jingles, but keep your eyes open for more traps.
They ain't gonna get me again. I got both six guns out and waiting. Bill.
What you got, Jingles?
Oh, stumbled over something on the floor of this cave. Wait till I strike a match here and...
You sure did. It's a trap door.
Darn it, this ain't getting more mysterious by the minute. Let's see what's down there.
Hold it a minute, Jingles. Look all around it for wires or strings. Yeah, it's all right.
Then we'll just satisfy my curiosity right now. There.
Better let me go down first.
No, sir, I'm going down first. I hope I run into the varmints that's causing all this trouble. I'm on the low level, Bill. Watch your step. I'll light another match for you.
I remember this, Jingles. We came up the back way when we pointed that Snyder bunch.
Yeah, I wish you'd have thought of that sooner. We could have saved ourselves a... Bill, look at there.
Just what we've been looking for, partner. Guns, blankets, the whole cache are stolen goods.
Well, I'll be a blue-nosed mule. But there ain't nobody here.
There's a lantern over there, Jingles. Light it and let's check this gear over.
Yeah, now we gotta get something that'll prove that Rumson and his gang stole this stuff.
That's right, partner. We need proof before we can arrest anybody.
Right again, Hickok.
Bill, it's Rumson.
Yeah, Jingles. Seems you've mind made up that we stole the stuff.
You doggone right I have, and finding you here cinches as far as I'm concerned.
Well, now that's too bad for you. Now, don't go for your guns. You're covered three ways. Gotta beat on him, Jude.
Sure, boss. One move and all we gotta do is bury him.
You had everything figured mighty close, Runson.
That's the funny part of all this, Hickok. I didn't have nothing figured. It just fell in my lap.
I don't get you, Runson.
Then maybe I'd better explain.
Yeah, and you'd better be quick about it before we take you and your whole gang to jail.
You seem to forget, big boy, that we've got the draw on you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess you have. Well, then just take your time. Just take your time.
I intend to. Because I figure to make it real plain before I fix your hash for good. Then when I do, I'll take these guns and gear and sell them to the Indians like I've been doing.
This big talk's not getting us any place, Runson.
Shut up, Hickok. I ain't taking nothing from you.
Bill, what are we going to do?
Spread out, Jingles.
I got you, Bill.
Stay right where you are.
Now, Jingles. No.
Bad, Bill. You come out all right?
Yeah, partner. That was right nice shooting.
Well, thank you, Bill.
I'll get you for this.
Oh, dry up. You won't use that arm for a while, but you're lucky it ain't worse.
I told you we was a bunch of fools to mix with Wild Bill Hickok,
boss. That's enough out of you, Jude.
Now, all four of you line up against that wall.
Bitch!
Get the rest of the guns, Jingles.
Pleasure, Bill. They're all dressed up like a raiding squad. Rumson's even got a hideout gun. Well, that'll do it, Bill.
All right, Runson, you were going to explain about all this.
We didn't steal none of this stuff, Hickok, and that's the truth.
It sure is, Hickok. We just stumbled onto it like you did.
What do you think of that, Jingles?
Well, in the first place, I don't believe it. And even if I did, then whoever stole it in the second place, maybe I'm a little mixed up.
Grandpa, come back here. Don't go in that cave.
Now what?
It's Virginia.
You go on back home, leave me be, Jenny.
And Grandpa, doggone that ornery old goat.
Grandpa, what are you going to do with that gun?
Uh-oh, Bill.
I'll take him, Jingles. Keep Runson covered.
I'm going to shoot the daylights out of any Jasper that she...
Just a minute, Grandpa.
Grandpa, wait.
I'll take that gun.
No, you don't. I'll blast you. No.
That's all. I've got to know.
What you doing in my cave? Trying to steal my supplies, eh?
Your supplies?
Grandpa, Bill, Jingles, where did you come from?
Well, howdy, Miss Virginia. Welcome to the party.
Just a minute, Jingles. What did you say about these being your supplies, Grandpa?
Sure they're mine. I was laying them in for the next war.
I told you we didn't steal them, Hickok.
No, you just had it in mind to hijack everything and kill us in the bargain, Runson. Don't think you can talk your way out of jail now, selling guns to Indians. That'll get you 20 years.
Grandpa, you mean you stole all this gear?
Of course I didn't steal it. I was just helping the army lay in the cache where it was safe.
Well, I'll be a brother to a pink-eared salamander.
Virginia, I think you better take Grandpa on home. We'll come by tomorrow and explain a few things to him.
Yeah, after we get Runson's gang lined up for the judge's decision. But, Bill, what are we going to do about all this cave full of stuff?
I guess we'll just have to borrow Grandpa's buckboard and cart it back to where it came from, Jingle.
Oh, no sirree, Bill. I got a better idea than that.
What is it, Jingle?
Well, Grandpa lugged it up here, and Runson wanted to get his hands on it so bad, we'll just let him haul it back. All right, you jugheads, get a hold of something and start down the trail. Come on, Grandpa. Charge!
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
We'll be back on Friday, folks, with another Wild Bill Hickok story for you.
And you know something, Guy? I think it's a story all the kids will like. It's about a mix-up Wild Bill and Jingles had with a half-pint outlaw.
So long, kid.
See you Friday. Choo-choo, choo-choo, choose your favorite cereal.
You tell them, Andy.
Yeah, from Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Yes, keep the whole family happy every morning for breakfast. Roll out freshness and variety. 10 individual serving size boxes with 10 assorted Kellogg's cereal favorites, including 2 ready sweetened treats that you get in Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Choo-choo, choose your favorite.
From Kellogg's Variety Pack at your grocer's. The greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Virginia Eilers, Fred Shields, Fred Howard, Leo Curley, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!